إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you. We continue tonight reading about the Sira, biography of the noble companion, our beloved companion, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He is the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is an example for us. وهو أول الخلفاء الراشدين. We continue. And one thing we should know, that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the first of the rightly guided khalifs. أول is the first. الخلفاء الراشدين. وقد أمرنا أن نقتدي بهم. And we are commanded to emulate their example. الخلفاء الراشدون. And the ulama, they mentioned that we follow their examples in aqidah, in the creed. So we have to make sure that our creed is that which they were upon. And we should not leave the aqidah they were upon to anything else. The ulama, they mentioned that anything but what they were upon is falsehood. That's why towards the end of the era of the companions, and after that, there were some deviant sects began to appear and having different aqaid, different creeds that opposed the creed of the Sahaba. So we should hold on to the creed of the companions. And anything else but that, we should thank Allah that have saved us from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the companions. As Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, hafidhahullah ta'ala, mentioned in his muqaddimah, when he explained muqaddimah Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani in Aqidah, in his muqaddimah he mentioned something like this, hafidhahullah. Said that Allah saved the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim from ikhtilaf, especially in aqeedah. And we should be upon this. And we should know their virtue. So we follow them in their aqeedah, in the ibadat as well, the actions of worship, in their manners, akhlaq and behavior, and everything they are upon, they were upon. وَكُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي اتِّبَاعِ مَنْ سَلَفْ. The good, all good, is in adhering to what the salaf they were upon. الإمام الأوزاعي رحمه الله تعالى said, اسبر نفسك على السنة. اسبر نفسك على السنة. Be patient upon the sunnah. It's not going to be easy to adhere and to hold on firm to the sunnah in everything you say and everything you do in your life. He says, be patient while adhering to the sunnah. وقف حيث وقف القوم. Stop where the people stop. Here the people, the companions. stop where the companions stop. وَقُلْ بِمَا قَالُوا And say that which they said. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ سَلَفِكَ الصَّالِحِ And follow the path and the way of your Salaf الصالح. فَإِنَّهُ يَسَعُكَ مَا وَسِعَهُمْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ So it's very important for us to remember this. فأبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه هو أول الخلفاء الراشدين الذين أمرنا أن نقتدي بهم. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the first of the rightly guided Khalifa, Khulafa, that we are commanded to follow their example. As it is clearly indicated in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. This is a portion of a hadith, hadith al-Irbad ibn Sariyah رضي الله عنه. And the hadith began by وعظنا رسول الله, said that once the Prophet ﷺ gave us a serious admonition that made our hearts tremble and our eyes shed tears. And then, from that, in that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, hold on firm to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. Bite on it with your molar teeth. وهذا الحديث رواه أحمد والترمذي وغيرهما وهو حديث صحيح بمجموع طرقه. فاختاره الصحابة المهاجرون والأنصار خليفة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولقبه المسلمون بخليفة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he was, after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Sahaba agreed upon him to be the Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وخلافته رضي الله عنه منصوص عليها. There are texts that indicate that he supposed to be the Khalifa after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فقد أمره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في مرضه أن يصلي بالناس. From one of those things is that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, our beloved Prophet, ordered him to lead the people in a prayer. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was ill, was sick, he ordered that Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه lead the people in a prayer. في الصحيحين يعني في صحيح البخاري وصحيح مسلم عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت. This hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim on the authority of عائشة رضي الله عنها, who said لما مرض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرضه الذي مات فيه أتاه بلال يؤذنه بالصلاة. So Aisha, one of the wives of our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore she is our mother, by the text from the Quran, that the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our mothers. She said, رضي الله عنها, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sick, especially that illness that he died after it, in which he died, Bilal came to him and informed him that this is time for Salat. Bilal is the Mu'addin. And the Bilal used to, if the Prophet ﷺ still in his house, because his house is right at the Masjid, Bilal will go to the Messenger and say, it's time. So he went once and asked his permission and to let the Prophet know that this is the time for the Iqama. فَقَالَ مُرُوا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَلْيُصَلِّي. At that present moment, the Prophet ﷺ, he said to Bilal, order Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. Let Abu Bakr lead the prayer. SubhanAllah. So Aisha is narrating to us this. She witnessed this incident. Can you imagine the Prophet ﷺ is still alive? Abu Bakr led the prayer. So she said, Aisha, when she heard that, when she heard what the Prophet ﷺ said, let Abu Bakr lead the prayer. Aisha said, Inna Abu Bakr, رجل أسيف وفي رواية رجل رقيق إن يقم مقامك يبكي فلا يقدر على القراءة. Aisha, she said something about her father. Who's her father? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. She said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily Abu Bakr is a very soft man. If he would to stand in your spot, he's gonna cry. And the people, they're not gonna hear what he's saying. He's just gonna keep crying. He's not gonna be able to recite, she said. لا يقدر على القراءة. She's telling the Prophet ﷺ, if he's led the people in your spot, he's gonna cry. I know my father, like she's saying. He's raqiq, a soft person. And he's gonna cry and he's not gonna be able to recite. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مروا أبا بكر فليصلي. Of course, the Prophet ﷺ heard Aisha, but he said to Bilal, let Abu Bakr lead the prayer. قالت عائشة فقلت مثله. Aisha said, I said the same thing to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ about her father. فقال في الثالثة أو الرابعة, she said, and then the Prophet ﷺ said, after the third or the fourth time, إن كنا صواحب يوسف. مروا أبا بكر فليصلي فصلى. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to Aisha, you resemble the attitude of the women who, you know, the in the story of Yusuf عليه السلام. Those women in the story of Yusuf عليه السلام. صواحب يوسف. Let Abu Bakr radiallahu anh lead the prayer. Then he says he led the prayer. ولذا قال عمر رضي الله عنه أفلا نرضى لدنيانا من رضيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لديننا. For this reason Abu Umar رضي الله عنه said, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anh was the Khalifa, he says, we are pleased with Abu Bakr to be our leader as related to the affairs of our dunya. Since the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was pleased with him for our religion, for our deen. Since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased with him to lead us in our religion, we are pleased with him to lead us, to be leader over us in our dunya and our livelihood and the like. وروى البخاري ومسلم عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في مرضه ادعي لي أبا بكر وأخاك حتى أكتب كتابا فإني أخاف أن يتمنى متمن ويقول قائل أنا أولى ويأبى الله والمؤمنون إلا أبا بكر. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, also in the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her when he was very sick, call Abu Bakr and your brother to me. He said this to Aisha, call Abu Bakr, meaning her father, and your brother. I want to write something. For indeed I am afraid that someone may say after me, I deserve to be the Khalifa than Abu Bakr. But Allah wants only Abu Bakr, and the believers will not choose anyone before Abu Bakr. Radiallahu anhu. Of course, this is from the text that in the time of the Prophet ﷺ shows the superiority and the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Here is another incident. Also in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. جاءت امرأة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فكلمته في شيء فأمرها بأمر. Also in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, a woman came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and she talked to him about a matter. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded her with certain things and that she has to come back to him. فقالت, then the woman, she said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أرأيت يا رسول الله إن لم أجدك. She said to him, what about when I come back? What if I don't find you? What if you're not available or you're not around? قال إن لم تجديني فأتي أبا بكر. الله أكبر. He said to her, if you don't find me, go to Abu Bakr. He'll deal with you. Allahu Akbar. وقد أمرنا أن نقتدي به رضي الله عنه. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اقتدوا بالذين من بعد أبي بكر وعمر والإمام أحمد والترمذي وابن ماجه وحديث صحيح. And we are commanded to follow him as an example. As it occurs in this hadith, the sound hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, follow the example of those two who came after me, Abu Bakr and Umar. وَبَعَثَهُ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم أميراً على الحج في الحجة التي قبل حجة الوداع. نعم. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent him as the Amir on the Hajj. The Hajj before the farewell Hajj. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we know the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم performed Hajj one time. One time. And he died after that. صلى الله عليه وسلم. But before that, the year before that, the Prophets, the Muslims, some Muslims, they did perform Hajj. But the leader of that group, that delegation, was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He's the one who went at the head of that first Hajj. That's why you understand from this the hadith. When the Prophet ﷺ, he heard a man making talbiyah on behalf of another person. So I'm making hajj on behalf of this person. The Prophet ﷺ said, did you perform hajj before? Meaning, was that person made hajj with Abu Bakr or not? You see, because Abu Bakr went to make hajj. فَقَدْ رَوَى الْبُخَارِ وَمُسْلِمِ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ بعثني أبو بكر الصديق في الحجة التي أمره عليها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل الوداع قبل حجة الوداع في رهط يؤذنون في الناس يوم النحر لا يحج بعد العام مشرك ولا يطوف بالبيت عريان. Here in this hadith is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, who said that Abu Bakr sent him. Because here we understand that Abu Huraira was from those who performed Hajj with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So now Abu Huraira is telling us that when they were in the Hajj with Abu Bakr, he said, he sent me. In that Hajj in which the Prophet ﷺ commanded him to perform before the farewell Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, he sent me in a few people amongst other people Yawm al-Nahr, on the day of the Eid, to say, to make this announcement, to make it known to the people, no polytheist is allowed to perform Hajj after this year. Because the polytheists at that present moment, they were still performing Hajj. And no one, no naked person will be allowed to make tawaf around the house of Allah. Because some of them used to do it like that. Jahl. For different reasons. وأنفق ماله كله رضي الله عنه لما حث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على النفقة. And he is the companion رضي الله عنه Abu Bakr, who spent all of his wealth in charity when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم incites the companions to give charity. Subhanallah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم incites the companions to give charity. He didn't say bring all your money. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say bring half of your money. He didn't say give 20%. Prophet ﷺ, he just incites the people to give sadaqah, so that to be given to the poor people. A delegation that came to the Prophet ﷺ, and they were very, very, very poor, and subhanallah, in worse condition. The Prophet ﷺ incites the companions to give sadaqah and charity. أنفق ماله كله رضي الله عنه. قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نتصدق. فوافق ذلك مالا. He says once the messenger of Allah. This is Umar رضي الله عنه. He's narrating this in. He says once the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم order us to give charity. He says, and at that moment I had some money. Subhanallah. He says, it coincided, the order of the Prophet ﷺ coincided with some money that I had. فَقُلْتُ, then Umar said, I said then, أَلْيَوْمَ أَسْبِقُ أَبَا بَكَرْ إِنْ سَبَقْتُهُ يَوْمًا. He says, today, alhamdulillah, I have some money. Today, I'm going to try to beat Abu Bakr. If I can ever beat him in good, this is my day. look how they compete one another for good. He says, if I can ever beat him, if I have any opportunity to beat Umar, it is them. Because he has some money. قَالَ فَجِئْتُ بِنِصْفِ مَالِي. He says, so therefore I went and I brought the half of what I have. Half of it. All the half. Half of it. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أبقيت لأهلك قلت مثله. Then the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, when he saw what I brought, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم don't know his. Umar, he know he brought half. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, what have you left for your family? Umar says, the like of it. The same amount. Meaning half of it. Half of his wealth. He said, I have left the same for them. وَأَتَى أَبُو بَكْر بِكُلِّ مَا عِنْدَهُ. Abu Bakr brought everything he had. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْر مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ. So now Umar, he saw Abu Bakr brought what he brought. And the Prophet ﷺ asked Abu Bakr the same question. O Abu Bakr, what have you left? What did you leave behind for your family? قال أبقيت لهم الله ورسوله. He says, I have left for them Allah and His Messenger. SubhanAllah. He brought everything. قال عمر. Then Umar says, والله لا أسبقه إلى شيء أبدا. By Allah, I will never beat this man to anything. SubhanAllah. Yeah, SubhanAllah. Thus, we learn from this how the Sahaba, they are our example. We should compete one another, yeah. Not like we hold one another. We compete. If you see somebody give 100, you're like, hey, why he give 100? I can. I give 150, inshallah. If you see someone giving a ride to a brother who is, you'll ask the brother, well, you gave him a ride, why? His car broke. Is it fixing? He has no money to fix it. We go and see what's wrong with his car. And we, if I can't do it myself, I'll do it between me. Only Allah knows, alhamdulillah, the brother is back on business. If not, I go see a couple of people. Akhi, give 50, give 100, give 20 in here. Brother has to be in the road. Because if it happened to any one of us, what do you think? Especially for us in this area, we need transportation. Maybe people in New York, they may not need it much. Because they have subways, they have, I don't know what, tramways, buses. You know, here in Georgia, man, they don't even have in many places sidewalk to walk on. You be walking and you have to be careful. So if this is the purpose of this class, by the way, Akhwan, for us to take notes. Because we Salafis, alhamdulillah, Allah guide us to the Salafiyya, which the way of these people we're talking about, these noble companions. We're not going to be like them. We can't. That's impossible. But let us at least have the zeal to be on their footsteps. Okay? To try to be on their traces. We hear somebody going through some hardship, we say, look, that could be me. Let me see what I can do for my brother. And this is, you don't have to do it by yourself. 5 people can do it. 10 people, it becomes even easier. The more people get involved, the easier the load gets. Right, Abdullah? Yeah. That's it. All we have to do is to be mindful of these things. Not like somebody wants to do good, it's like, Akhi, oh, man, come on, man, he can take care of himself. Or if somebody gave some money, how much you gave that? Ah, come on, man, you put the bar so high. Now I was gonna give 20. You start with 200. Ah, man. Oh, everyone gave according to his ability. But we just have to learn to be generous. And the best sadaqah, actually, the best sadaqah, as occurred in a hadith that Imam al-Nawawi mentioned and brought as a proof in chapter number 10, Bab al-Mubadara ila al-Khayrat, in Riyad al-Salihin. And if you wonder why I know all this, I just did give this class today after Asr. Say, alhamdulillah, that's why I remember. And in that hadith, a man asked the Prophet ﷺ, أَيُّ الصَّدَقَةِ afdal. What is the best sadaqah? Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says, this man was not asking the Prophet ﷺ when he says, what is the best charity? He was not asking in the type, meaning, is it in gold, in food, in money or clothing? Nor, it was related to quantity. But rather, this man was asking about what is the best time that make your sadaqah to be the best. What is the time? What is the moment of your life when you give sadaqah and that is considered the best sadaqah for you? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Anta sadaqa wa anta sahihun sahih, takhsha al-faqr." وَتَرْغَبُ فِي الْغِنَىٰ. He says the best sadaqah for you is when you give it when you're healthy, strong. And when you're stingy, you want money, you like it, you want it. It's not like you don't need it. You want it, and you're healthy, and you fear poverty. It's not like you got billions. You fear poverty, and you want to be rich. The explanation, subhanAllah, was a lot of benefits. I just shared with you a little bit. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says, this is the best charity. And of course, you get the best reward for it. You give it when you're healthy. And you don't have much. He says, because people, when they're healthy and young, they be saving. Why? He said, because usually those people who are healthy and younger, they're like, man, I still have a long days or years. I got to save up some money. Why? Because they says, look, I cannot just be giving here and there. Something may have comes up in here or there. Unlike someone who is really sick and the doctor, they says, look, man, we don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who knows when you're going to leave this life. But look, it doesn't look like you're going to be here for a while. That person, he's going to be giving away sadaqah. Give sadaqah. Call this brother. Kill this brother. You see? He says, but this person is healthy, sound. He has plans. He wants to spend this money here and there. He got vacations. He wants to buy another car. He wants to buy another house. He wants to get in business, invest, make more. So when he says, well, wait a minute, I'm a Muslim. All right, it's okay to buy another car, to do this, but I got to put some towards my hereafter. And he gives sadaqah. That's the best time to give sadaqah. I just want to share that with you, barakallahu fiqh. Now, وَمِنْ فَضَائِلِهِ يعني أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أنه أحب الناس إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Likewise, from his many, many virtues, and this is only a summary of his biography. The ulama, they wrote volumes on his biography, radiallahu anhu. From his virtues, that he is the most beloved amongst the people to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Amr ibn al-As, fima rawahu Muslim fi sahihi. This hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his sahih, that Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, said to the Messenger of Allah, Amr ibn al-As, once he said to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أي الناس أحب إليك? Who's most beloved to you from the people? Amongst the people, who's the most beloved to you? قال عائشة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said عائشة. رضي الله عنها. قال قلت من الرجال. قال أبوها. عمر بن العاص says, and from men? Says her father. يعني أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه. ومن فضائله رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتخذه أخا له. Also from the many virtues of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم considered him as a brother, as his brother. روى البخاري ومسلم عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال. And this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, on the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, who said, خَطَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ النَّاسَ وَقَالْ, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم delivered a sermon. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he says, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once addressed the people and said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خير عبدا بين الدنيا وبين ما عنده فاختار ذلك العبد ما عند الله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he addressed the companions and said, indeed Allah gave a choice to his servant between the dunya or that which Allah have for him with him. So that servant chose that which Allah has for him with him. Ma'inda Allah. He chose that which with Allah. قال فبكى أبو بكر فبكى أبو بكر. When Abu Bakr, he began to cry. He cried when he heard this. فعجبنا لبكائه أن يخبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عبد خير. He said, this, Abu Sa'id, he says, we were amazed how, and Astan actually says, how, why is he crying? The Prophet ﷺ, he just informing about a slave of Allah who is being given a choice whether to stay in this life or to die and be with and get what Allah has prepared for him in the hereafter. He says, we were like, why Abu Bakr is crying? قالوا فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو المخير. But then they find out that actually that slave of Allah who was given choice, actually the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was talking about himself. But Abu Bakr understood it. قال وكان أبو بكر أعلمنا. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he says, Abu Bakr, he was the most knowledgeable of all of us. The most knowledgeable of all of us. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن من أمن الناس علي في صحبته وماله أبا بكر. From all the people, the one who when it comes to his wealth and when it comes to friendship, the one who spent the most to protect the Prophet ﷺ, to support the Prophet ﷺ, he said, is Abu Bakr. Is Abu Bakr. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا غَيْرَ رَبِّي لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَلَكِنْ أُخُوَّةَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَمَوَدَّتَهُ. And if I were to take a Khalil other than my Lord, I would certainly was taken Abu Bakr. But it is the brotherhood of Islam and the love. لا يبقين في المسجد باب إلا سد إلا باب أبي بكر. And the Prophet says, no door should remain open towards the masjid except the door of Abu Bakr. Because what they used to have, they have the masjid, but they have their houses, the Sahaba. The Prophet and some of the companions, they have their homes just next to the masjid, but they have doors. They open the door, they're in the masjid, like here, like those doors. You see those doors like that? That door of one of the companions, door over here. Okay? They open the door, they're in the masjid. The Prophet said, all the doors should be closed except the door of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. وهو من السابقين الأولين بل هو أول السابقين. And he is from the first most people he is the first man to accept Islam and to believe in the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى praised these people as السابقون in the ayah 100 in Surah التوبة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun, he is from the Muhajirun, and he is the first man to embrace Islam. Allah says about them in this ayah 100, and the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun, those who migrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah, and Abu Bakr Not only he migrated, but look at the great virtue, he was the companion of the Messenger of Allah. Because the Sahaba, they left, some of them joined, some later on they came from Habasha to Medina. But Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh, he made the hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Ansar, they are the citizens of Al-Madinah who helped and gave aid to the Muhajirun. And also those who follow them exactly in faith. Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, paradise, to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success. May Allah make us from them. Ameen. The ulama, when they explain this ayah, of course this ayah now, it is brought because it highlights the virtue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Because he's one of the foremost to accept Islam and to believe in the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But here this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our noble scholar, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he's pleased with three categories of people. He's pleased with them, and they pleased with him, and he has prepared for them gardens. Gardens under which rivers flow, meaning paradise, to dwell therein forever. And Allah says that is the supreme success. Who are these three categories of people? Number one, Abdullah, Al-Muhajirun. Can we be from the Muhajirun? Can we be? No. It's a long time ago. Wal-Ansar. Anyone here from the Ansar? No. So what is left for us? Those who follow them exactly in faith. So the ulama, they says, we have no choice actually. It's not we can't be number one or two. We have only one way to follow the example of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim. To follow the example of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim. So if anyone find himself on something else other than their way, ya subhanallah. So this ayah is a clear proof that Allah is pleased with the Muhajirun and is pleased with the Ansar. And these are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if anyone who believe in Allah, believe in His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believe in the last day, should love the companions, all of them. So now after this you'll find some people who curse Abu Bakr and Umar. Ya subhanallah. Aynahum, where are they from this ayah? They say that Abu Bakr and Umar, they are the two idols of Quraysh. They say that they are disbelieved. They left Islam. Ya subhanallah. So this is very important for us to remember. This is from the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Another hadith that highlights the virtue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, because he was praised in this hadith amongst many other narrations by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih fi Fada'ili Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu. This is one of the narrations among the narrations that Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala collected in his hadith the chapter The Virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. There is a chapter in Sahih al-Bukhari about the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. لما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جر ثوبه خيلاء لم ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once he said, when he said, whoever drag his garments, a man for a man, his cloak and garments, out of pride, Allah would not look at that person on the day of judgment. قال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه said, إن أحد شقي ثوبي يسترخي إلا أن أتعاهد ذلك منه. Then Abu Bakr says, indeed, one of the sides of my thobe keeps slipping down, unless if I hold it up. SubhanAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ تَصْنَعُ ذَلِكَ خُيَلَىٰ. You do not do that out of pride. SubhanAllah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, this is a serious tazkiyah, ikhwan, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he mentioned this narration because some people, when they are told, the men, when they are told, ya akhi, you have to wear your thobe, your pants, your izar, according to the sunnah, and you should not let your pants, your thobe, your izar for men. Anything that the men wear should not go below your ankles. And then from the adilla, the ulama, they mentioned this. Then a person will say, I don't do it out of pride. They say, look, the Prophet ﷺ said that to Abu Bakr. But he didn't say it to you. SubhanAllah. He didn't say that to you. He said it to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So as for us men, it is very important for us to adhere to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially with bringing all of the adilla on isbal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, مَا أَسْفَلَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ فَفِي النَّارِ. Whatever is go below the ankles in the hellfire. Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, the person who did that, the wa'id, the severe warning and threat, is for the person, any man who's wearing his pants or his thobe below his ankles. Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah, he says, if the thobe of a man, not a woman, the man, his pants, his thobe, his izar, if it's lined up with the ankles, it's okay. It's okay. As long as it doesn't go below. But actually the best is ila nisfi saq. The best is that the izar or the pants or the thobe has to be the half of shin. The shin, right? Ayna. So we have to advise our brothers, alhamdulillah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon the sunnah and to open the hearts of our brothers who they may not know what it is. This is a very serious issue. Isbal is a sin. To wear the pants or the thobe or the izar below the ankles for men, that's a sin. It's not just a choice. Those who don't know, mashallah, now you heard it, but if you want to do more research, do it. We advise you and we invite you. Because alhamdulillah, this Salafiyya is a knowledge base. Salafiyya is not imitating this imam or the other. Salafiyya is based on knowledge. When the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah and Salafiyya, they say this is halal, this is haram, this is from the Sunnah, this is not from the Sunnah, based on knowledge, not based on the big sheikh of theirs, what he said. is based on قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is not permissible, therefore, once again, for men to wear their pants or izars or thobe below the ankles. The lowest he gets is to the ankles. To the ankles. Not only in the salat. Some people they think it's only in the salat. Some people they think it's only in the salat. So when they come in the salat, they fall or do something. But then when they go out, no problem. No. Any time of your life. Whenever. You're home. Not just in the streets. You're home. Even you want to wear pajamas. You have some pajamas to sleep in. You gotta make sure they don't go below your ankles. Because you're a man.
Why is that?
Because the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that's why. Not because of this person, the other person. Because of the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Men adhere to this sunnah. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't say only in the salat. If the narration says only in the salat, yes, you can do it only in the salat. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was addressing men. Whether they are in salat, at work, at home, inshallah ta'ala. Like I said, there is a lot of things we don't know in Islam. No one claims he knows everything. Those amongst us who once a while we hear, because we're always going to hear something new, because we don't know everything. So if we hear something, then let us invest it. Let us go and do some researches and do some work. Alhamdulillah. This matter of the man isbal, this is not something that is being talked about 2 days ago. Something, alhamdulillah, is famous. There is adilla for it. The ulama, they have written actually books on it. Insha'Allah ta'ala. Yeah. We conclude with this narration, likewise from the fada'il of Umar radiallahu anhu, of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In this hadith also is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim in Dir Sahih. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أنفق زوجين من شيء من الأشياء في سبيل الله دعي من أبواب الجنة. يا عبد الله هذا خير. فمن كان من أهل الصلاة دعي من باب الصلاة. ومن كان من أهل الجهاد دعي من باب الجهاد. ومن كان من أهل الصدقة دعي من باب الصدقة. ومن كان من أهل الصيام دعي من باب الصيام باب الريان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was talking about spending in the way of Allah. And he mentioned that the people they will be called on Yawm al-Qiyamah to enter from the gates of the Jannah. The person who was known with the salat, they used to pray, preserve the prayers, the obligatory prayers. They used to pray tahajjud, the sunan. That's what he was known that to do. That person used to do the salat, was serious about the prayer. He will be called from the gates of the salat, the door of the prayer, to enter from. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجِهَادِ Person who used to perform jihad for the sake of Allah, you'll be called from the gate, called jihad. The one who used to spend a lot. SubhanAllah, he was very generous, spending. He would be called from the gate of sadaqah. And the one who used to fast a lot. Of course, Ramadan, we all commanded to fast. But this person used to fast, supererogatory fast, Mondays and Thursdays. Or maybe once every other day, Ashura, Arafat, he will be called on that day to enter from Bab al-Rayyan, that only those who used to fast enter from. But Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there a person, O Messenger of Allah, that will enter, that will be called from all of these gates? Subhanallah. He says, "Na'am, wa arju an takuna minhum ya Abu Bakr." He says, "Yes, and I hope that you will be one of them, O Abu Bakr." And the second narration actually explained this even more inshallah, and this narration I just read to you is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.